Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
What up, what up, what up, what up? This is Lyric Lamar with Spiritual Shock. Welcome to my podcast. I hope you're sharing and listening to some older podcasts. Some of the podcasts are wild. You know what I'm saying? Spiritual Shock. Because everything about love, life, and the truth is not politically correct. Actually, most of it ain't. Because everybody be really sensitive and complaining about a lot of things. And I already know. Things can get taken out of context. Context? Is it context? I think it's context. Today, I just want to talk about what do you want in a relationship? Because I think people really need to take their time to think about what is it that you really want in a relationship? And if you need to, you know what? Not if you need to. I think you should write down what you want in a relationship. And I know everybody is about looks and everything, including me. But at the end of the day, you do have to remember while making this list that looks can fade, but personality is forever. A lot of people is going to write, I want a good looking man. May he be built and make $300,000 a year. A lot of business women and women that and men that have a lot going on for themselves say this. And I truly believe that you can miss out on the love of your life without going with the flow and automatically finding out what you want from a person. And what do they require from you? And see if you're all okay with it. I'm not saying, you know, just go to the extreme and just date everybody and their mama, no matter how crazy and stuff they may be. But if you vibing and if you open and everything like that, go with the flow. I'm only talking about this because that's something that I learned. As I love myself more and more every day, and I'm doing the continuous work, okay, which is a lifetime, okay, of making sure that you're always learning and growing and keeping yourself as high vibration as you possibly can, and you know, making sure you're loving yourself through the hurt and the pain and all the confusion and awkwardness that life can bring, and accepting who you are and deciding what do you want in your life. Loving yourself is so important. And I always got to say this. I'm mostly going to be saying this on all my podcasts, I feel like. I've been teaching this on all my podcasts if you really listen. But at the end of the day, you have to heal and you have to find healing for yourself. And you got to know that nobody can't save you. Only you can save you. And once you make that decision to save yourself, okay, it changes your life. And when you make the decision to save yourself and heal yourself, you will go to therapy, okay? Or you will find what is right for you, even if it's past your religion or your current beliefs. And if you listen to me, you know that I believe that religion is a great start-off point. But the problem with the world and why we haven't grown quickly is because we make ourselves stagnant by saying this is the only way and this is it, even if it's not resonating with us anymore, or even if we have disagreements with things, because it's familiar, we will stay in that thing. There are still things that I'm constantly have to work on, I push myself through, or sometimes I'm too lazy to push myself through and then got to push myself through some other time with trying to keep things that doesn't work or don't, or needs to be fixed. You know how they say, if it's not broken, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes things be broken and we just be too scared to fix it. And that's when you need someone like a therapist or a spiritual guide or a spiritual leader, life coach, whatever is right for you, to kind of assist you. And everybody needs assistance. Even the high spiritual people that you love have somebody they talk to, or they need someone to be there in their time of needs. Because at the end of the day, we're all human beings and we all have needs and we all have wants and we all have desires and goals and dreams and we all have emotions, and they're not always good and always great. Okay. Just because somebody is enlightened does not mean they're not going through. And just because you love yourself doesn't mean there won't be times that you will think that you don't look cute some days or you don't feel so great some days. The only difference between, I always like to bring this up, loving yourself and not loving yourself is it just make hard times and trouble times a little bit easier. And since you know better, you do better, you're more quickly to heal yourself than to stay in the low vibration mood or always complaining. It's not that you don't complain, it's not that you don't be upset or anything, it's that you find yourself coming to the truth faster, learning faster, therefore you can move on to bigger and greater things faster. All right. But this is supposed to be about relationships. And at the end of the day, relationship with yourself is the most important relationship. That's why I call the show a relationship. That's why I call the show What You Want in a Relationship. Because if you know me and you know any great leader or spiritual teacher, if they're really good and great, they will tell you that it ends and begins with you. So if you don't love yourself, how the hell you gonna love somebody else? That's what RuPaul say every time after Drag Race, because it's true. But you really do need to then decide what do you want in relationship. Is communication important? Is touch important? Is gifts important? Is your man taking care of the household important? Or do you want it to be 50-50? And then you gotta really be honest, because a lot of the times we be wanting things. But we think about what we want, and then we don't think about the I don't want to say consequences, because it sounds ugh, because it's not really consequences. Let's do what Albert Einstein was teach everybody. I hope I said the right name, that everything, every action has a reaction. So if you want a man to take care of all the bills, what would that include? And then you got to think about the relationships that you may have seen in real life, where a man take care of all the bills, or what you think you would have to do for a person that you take care of all the bills for. Because in all actuality, you got to put yourself in their shoes. And it's not hard for human beings to do that, even though they try to act like they're so hard to do. But you got to think about it. Because if I'm with somebody that pays all the bills, they're going to basically have own the home or whatever. And they might want more out of me because they're working a lot. So you might do need to be a housewife that take care of the kids and make sure there's a meal on the table and all that stuff. You might have to be pretty old school unless you get a man that's more new age, I guess you could say, where you have a maid and a butler and all that stuff, and you just go shopping. But then you got to think about, if since I'm getting somebody that's going to take care of me, you might have to give up sex multiple times, and then you might have a lot of arguments and all that stuff. So you got to really, this is just examples, okay? But but you just got to really think about it. What are you giving in the relationship also? And a lot of the times when we write down our dream life, we're really focused on what the person is giving us instead of what we are giving them also. So you do gotta think about that. That's why I like to keep it simple on my end. Like, I need communication, I need touch, I need this, I need that, I need someone that is not just going to let me go on a drop of a dime or something like that, because I'm willing to give them the same thing. I'm willing to listen. And even when I don't want to listen, I'm willing to take a breather and then come back and everything. So you really got to really think about this relationship. Because I know in a lot of law of attraction and stuff, they always tell you write down all the positive aspects and everything. And I have done that myself. And but even when I wrote all the positive affirmations of the partner that I want to have in my life, I still put that I want to be able to give them what they need too. Like, if I expect this person to communicate, that means I must be open and willing to communicate. And when I am not open and willing to communicate, to be reminded, like, communication is key. Because even though, Even if you meet a great pastor, a great teacher, a great leader, and everything, we can teach you some things, but we're still human. We can lose those values and stuff sometimes because we're going through just like any other human being sometimes, and we have to be reminded sometimes too. So, when I say, what do you want in a relationship? I'm talking about what do you really want in a relationship as a whole human being? Because if you listen to any of my podcasts, I believe a relationship, a great relationship, I should say, an awesome relationship, a long-lasting relationship, is two whole people coming together, because two broken people and expecting each other to save each other. And that's why the divorce rate is like it is right now. And that's why a lot of people say, I don't know. I don't think I ever seen love. I don't know if love is real and everything. That's why some kids don't believe in love like that. But it's because it's got to be two whole people. And then you also got to think about and be honest with yourself. Is monogamy really the relationship you really want? Do you want an open marriage? Would you consider an open marriage? Would you consider a throuple? Like, would you have other people live with you? Like, I really believe people don't be honest, and you cannot, let me say this, you cannot be a whole and heal individual or spiritually connected and think that you have to be married and be monogamous and all this stuff. See, this is why I'm gonna do a podcast with the separation of religion and spirituality, which I was kind of doing today, thinking out loud to myself. But there's a difference between religion and spirituality. And it is so crazy to me that people think spiritual means that you're always like PC, you're always goody two shoes, you're perfect. Spirituality is being your authentic self. Spirituality is, if you're gay, be gay. If you're bisexual, be bisexual. If you're trisexual, be trisexual. If you want to be transgendered, you are spiritually in tune, in the line with life, God, the universe. I do not care what any religious fanatic person tells you, and they can tell you the Bible and they can tell you this all day. But at the end of the day, every religion says, thou shall not lie. That is a commandment. That is something that is taught. And if that is really you, then be you. Because being you makes you love you, which gives you out love to the world. Because there's people in the name of religion and life and stuff up here preaching and praying for racism. Okay. I actually seen on TV the KKK and racist groups praying that they get their power back, or that black people can become slaves, and that the white, good white Christian man will be okay. That is not being yourself. One thing of that I know for sure, without a doubt in my mind, that being yourself will always be in truth, love, and light. And that's the reason why the tag for Spiritual Shock is truth, love, and light is not always politically correct. Okay. Politically correct is only correct when it has to do with love, uplifting, and making life better, and seeing a person for their growth. Okay. Politically correct right now is not seeing people for their growth and all that stuff. Basically, people are looking in the past, okay, and saying that this person is this person, and don't allow a person to change. People are literally pulling up tweets and stuff from 10 years ago and editing things to make a person look bad, okay? Even if they no longer do that thing, or even if they have grown, or you never seen that thing out of that person again. I understand. Like, I talk about this before when I talked about Kevin Hart on one of my past podcasts. Like, Kevin Hart not being in the Grammys to me was a hot mess, because it's like, yeah, Kevin Hart may said those things, but you got to look at the times. You got to look how the culture was then. And back in the day, you could say some very homophobic stuff, some transgender phobic stuff. You can really go out there and wow, white people could say some really racist stuff. That's why, when people say racist stuff and everything, everybody is freaking out and they're like, oh my God, we can't say anything. But it's just like, I understand, that people go through things, but we gotta also allow people to change. And that's being, to me, we start stepping out of politically correct when you pull up a tweet from 10 years ago and not look at how the society and stuff was, and then not look at it for its whole context, and then not even realize that, hey, you know what, I noticed that this person haven't done this in years. I literally have to look back 10 years to find something that should tell you something. So cancel culture and all that stuff to me is not my idea of politically correct. You know, it is politically correct. Politically correct to me is saying, like, all men are created equal. Like, and saying that, you know, Black people deserve to be treated just as a white man when the cops pulled them over. Or, you know, saying that everybody in America should have health care because we all need to be healthy beings, right? Okay, there shouldn't be no homelessness. We have plenty of apartments and homes. Everybody should have a shelter, but that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, are just saying that, you know, that war is not the answer and all that stuff, or, you know, respecting people's pronouns and stuff like that. To me, that's more politically correct. Saying, if somebody tell you they're gay and they always been gay, and you not coming to them and saying that, no, that's impossible. The Bible says this and God said this. How are you going to deny their truth? Okay. If God makes no mistakes, that means they are no mistake either. And some people, in the name of religion, would kick out the best kids that any human being can have because their child is transgendered or gay or thinks different, I believe, different than them. Some of the most wonderful, loving, caring, and they love God too. They actually, and I have seen people be God fearing in themselves. They just happen to be gay, or they happen to be transgendered, or, you know, they happen to believe in open marriage or something crazy. Mostly what I've seen, if I'm being really honest, just gay people getting kicked out. But I have heard stories of other things, you know, where, you know, family disowns for craziness. But it's like, wow, you're such a great human being. You're such a loving human being. And I think that is so sad when parents have such marvelous kids and let their truth just be thrown away because of religion. They would rather throw away this human being they created that has light, that's unbelievable, that loves God, but also just know. I tried to pray this away. I tried to do this, but it didn't go anywhere because I'm good. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We kind of going off topic here, but that's what we do on the Spiritual Shop podcast with Lyric Lamour. That's what we do. So then you got to heal all them traumas and all the things you've been through and everything, become whole, and then find out, what do you really want in relationships? Okay. And then I just want people to, you know, realize the most important relationship is yourself. And be honest. Like, right now, being really honest with myself and my experiences, like, you know, even though I haven't experienced relationships in multiple ways, I still don't want to. My goal isn't right now to be in a committed relationship. I'm still going to go with the flow because, you know, anything can happen. But I'm. Know that my dream is to do this, and I may be starting late, better late than never. I may be starting at an older age and all that stuff. And it's okay. And I think sometimes we be hard on ourselves because you really gonna have to think about, even when it comes to relationships, everybody has these ideas. It's like, it has to be boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, you know what I'm saying? But we all know there's like boyfriend and girlfriend and everything. And then you have to get married. You know, there is benefits and everything to it. Like, I was watching a podcast and they were talking about marriage. Marriage is basically a contract. to making sure that the people you love are taken care of. And then it was like, well, you can be single and make a will. So it's just like, you got to decide really for yourself. Okay. Your relationship is your relationship. This is probably the best advice I'm going to give right now. This is all great advice I've been saying throughout the podcast, but your relationship is your relationship. And I think we need to remember that. And sometimes we still get caught up in the world and, oh no, you got to be this way and that way. And then we want to look a certain way because you don't want to be talked about and you don't want to go through certain things. But your relationship is your relationship, is basically what I'm trying to say. And your relationship with yourself is the most important before it comes down to any other relationship, period. Okay. But your relationship is your relationship. The problems with a lot of marriages and stuff that I learned and that I've seen and that has, even when they talk to psychiatrists and stuff, it always comes down to this conclusion. You have to realize that you're the only two in this relationship, and you decide the rules, and you decide what goes and what doesn't. You decide who takes out the trash. Who cares? What if the woman does want to take out the trash and the man wash the dishes? Guess what? It's okay. It's just fine. What if you're in the same gender loving relationship and one of you guys are more masculine? It's okay. It's okay. Who cares? What if you have a lot of masculinity in both and both of you guys are feminine also? It's okay. It's okay. What if you want to invite somebody in relationships? It's okay. Okay. It's truly okay. What if you have an agreement that, you know, he does what he does and I do what I do? And, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, that's not a real marriage. But if you think it's a real marriage, that's why loving yourself is very important in everything. And that's what I learned. Okay. I literally, really, it really clicked and is really set in stone in my heart, mind, body, and soul starting this year that loving yourself is the key to everything, okay? Because you will really enjoy your life if you love yourself, and you'll be more vulnerable and more honest, and you won't give a damn. You might still kind of care because the world is like that, but you at the end, you're like, this is my life, you know? Because sometimes I get caught up, then I gotta remember, this is my life. Wait a minute, okay? Okay. Just like people's gonna judge you for sleeping with a lot of people, but people be sleeping with a lot of people anyway. Okay, before they find the love of their lives and stuff and all that stuff, if they out there like that in them streets, you know what I'm saying? But a relationship is you two. Okay. I want that to really be the conclusion of this. A relationship is you two. Okay. And you defined it. And how you defined it is how you defined it. If people agree with it, they agree with it. If they don't, they don't. What it boils down is it really working for you? You do got to be honest. Is this really working? And remember, every action has a reaction. So if you want an open relationship, you know there's going to be some jealousy to work on. You know there's going to be a lot of communication and all that stuff. So do what you want, but be willing to do the work, okay? Because whether you like it or not, everything in life is work. It's just how complicated or how fun you're gonna make it. That's what I had to learn, okay? And I'm not afraid to give what I learned to others, okay? So it's just gonna decide on how fun you want to make it, how boring you want to make it, how stressed you want to be about it. But at the end of the day, everything in life takes work. You have to work on loving yourself all the time. You got to work on being faithful. You got to work on being true. You got to work on everything, okay? Some things are just more funner than others, but then you really got to work on your mind to make some things that isn't fun, and that can take some time sometimes, trust me, I know. Okay, so but yeah, that's gonna be my conclusions. That first you gotta love yourself. Second, please come into relationships whole, okay? Not looking for somebody to save you because only you can save you. And three, define your relationship for yourselves, not for others. The best relationships I've ever seen worked, and the longest relationships that seems like they're happy and it works, from even the TV show Black Love I watch, is they have decided that this is what works for us, okay? And we're good. And if we're not good, instead of beating around the bush and hiding it and being scared, we suck it up and say, because I love you and I'm scared. And you just say, I'm scared to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway because we love each other. You talk it out. You work it out. Okay? There is no long relationship. No long relationship without defining their own relationship, loving yourself. Because even if you come in broken, the people that last have to fix themselves. And they just found somebody that was able to stick through it, okay? As they get themselves together, okay? Or as they both get themselves together. Or they separated and came back. I have seen that too. They separated but not divorced, but came back because they said, woo, I'm broken. I need to work on me, okay? And then they came back and the love was better and stronger than ever and they've been together. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't want to say these are my three rules to relationship. This is what you want for relationship, three rules about it. But, yeah, that's my conclusion. You know, I just be talking and I just get to going. But, yeah, again, rule number one, love yourself. You are the most important relationship. Okay? Stop looking for people to save you. Okay? Be honest. Be real. Be true. Be whole. Okay? All right. And define your, oh, well, that's number two, be whole. Okay. And number three, define your relationship for yourself. Because there's only two people really in that relationship. Okay. You two. Then, of course, the kids and stuff get added on. Not your family, not your friends, and the kids. They're part of the relationship. But you, the one, got to deal with each other and make love to each other. Or, you know, just, you know. Do the F. Just, you know, be rough sometimes. We ain't making love tonight. We just gonna. But anyway. But anyway, I am Lyric Lamora with Spiritual Shock. And I hope you enjoy this podcast. Make sure you tell a friend about it and, you know, like it, support it, and all. Thank you. Bye.